Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Nicholas Crisp from the Department of Health. Good morning, and thank you as always for making yourself available to us. This is really not what we/you needed right now.
Morning, Howard. Morning to our listeners. No, I don't think anybody in the country needed anything like this right now. It's very disappointing and very distressing.
I tracked the numbers very carefully, and I could see yesterday there seemed to me to be an impact on the number of vaccines that were being administered, but I don't know if it was just me looking through those eyes. Give us a sense of what's really going on.
So obviously we're not able to vaccinate in KwaZulu-Natal at the moment, and that's a very big province with a huge population. So there's zero figures coming through from KwaZulu-Natal. There have been parts of Gauteng where it's not safe for people to go out to be vaccinated, and certainly not safe for our staff to move around. And supply lines have been made it difficult for people, you know, that traffic has been disrupted and so forth, so people to get things to where they need to be has been difficult in some places. So that has obviously impacted. But in areas where the vaccinations are taking place, they continue to pick up. And we had a meeting with our provincial colleagues who are running the public health system yesterday, and they are all upbeat and really rearing to go and rearing to open more vaccine stations and have lots of plans for improvements. And we met with our colleagues in the private sector also yesterday. Other than being very unhappy about what's going on with the violence, they're also good to go and also have increased capacity in many of their vaccination centers. So, you know, the good with the bad, and with the disappointment, we will just continue to vaccinate as many South Africans as we can.
Absolutely. I have to tell you that over the last 2 weeks, I've just taken a drive, and I don't know why, just to have a look at to see what's going on at various sites. And I have to tell you that the one thing that I find phenomenal is the atmosphere, the attitude of the staff, of people doing the vaccinations, of organizing it. It's really incredible to see. There's something very, very special about what the energy at the, I've probably been to about 4 or 5 different sites over the last couple of weeks. And I find that almost in every one of those places, the energy is phenomenal. Are you doing anything specific, or are people just really getting on board in terms of the staff I'm talking about? I'm not even talking about the people going for vaccinations.
Look, people are in this together. I think society generally has realized if we don't help one another, we are going to really be in big trouble with this epidemic. But, you know, health personnel are resilient. They watch their colleagues in the hospitals battling with death and suffering and trying to look after people, and they know the more work they can do and the more people they can vaccinate, the better. The general, the kind of people who work in the health system are just resilient people. They're used to it from their training, and they're just fantastic, and the community must appreciate them.
That's exactly the point, because, and I'm not even talking, I'm talking about a combination. I went to a couple of the private, a couple of public, and it's really, really just, it's the same wherever you go. You can't necessarily tell which is which in terms of anything, really. It's just, I think it's something really to be applauded and celebrated, because in many ways, what we see on TV is the looting, is the ugliest part of South Africa. But maybe when you look at the flip side of it, it's our vaccination sites, and you look at the magnificence of South Africans, and as you say, people understanding that we're in this together. And I think that is the true nature of South Africans. You have to see it all, I would imagine, the good and the bad from your position.
Yeah, sure. And look, I think it's like that in anywhere in life. We get slated by some and we get praised by others. And you've just got to keep on doing what you know you have to do. And turning the corner is hard when things have got going slowly, and there's lots of criticism about what's happened in the past, and we battled to get our vaccine.
Certainly I was a very vocal critic of the speed at which it started. But the way in which it's working now is just phenomenal and needs to be celebrated.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. That's encouraging to everybody who's working really hard.
Yeah. Is there a possibility, given the fact that for a couple of days you can't vaccinate people in KwaZulu-Natal, for example, is it possible to divert those vaccines and increase vaccinations in other areas? Or is it too difficult to manage that sort of flux?
Well, we've looked at it, and I mean, that is obviously an issue. So we've got about, for instance, on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we've got 75,000 doses in various parts of KwaZulu-Natal at the moment. But it's not all in one place. It's dispersed, and it's ready for particular programs. And we discussed with the management there yesterday, and they're saying to us, no, wait, is that vaccine still fine for another month? And we are good to go. You know, as soon as things calm down, we are raring to get in and vaccinate people. Very positive amongst the staff. And so, you know, to try and go out and move that vaccine around now when it's safe and secure in fridges and so on is not something that one wants to do in a hurry.
Mm.
But if it's necessary and we do, and if we were to need those vaccines somewhere else, we could. But for now, we have vaccines right around the country that are sufficient to do what we're trying to do. And so that's probably not something that's high up on our cards for now. And we're just going to keep on vaccinating as fast as we can everywhere else.
Is vaccine hesitancy a concern? And if so, is there a strategy in terms of marketing and outreach to try and deal with that?
Yeah, so the answer to that is it's not a concern as in we are worried. It's always a concern because there are people who don't either have the facts or are nervous or spread false rumors and are not ready to take the decision and so on. So the strategy is to provide information as much as possible. But also we've noticed that a big change in vaccine take-up and a decrease in hesitancy. And we think that is for a number of reasons. One is as more people get vaccinated, they spread the message that, hey, this thing's not so bad.
Mm.
You know, what were you scared about? It wasn't even very sore, and I didn't even get sick, and everything was fine. And then the other thing that happens is people are seeing the devastation of what happens if you do get sick, and you end up in hospital, and you know, if you end up with a family member dying and so on. And that's a bit of a wake-up call to people saying, hey, I'm seeing people who were vaccinated not getting ill. And I'm seeing people who avoided vaccination who are getting ill. I think we do have the main strategy is to provide information. Let people take their own decision and provide information. Mm.
So it was interesting because I was on a call yesterday. I run what we call a COVID task force for a company. And we meet every Tuesday and have a look at what's going on with this particular company and number of cases and how to manage people from a physical and an emotional well-being. And I raised this issue yesterday and I said, I'm assuming that we don't have vaccine hesitancy here within the company. You know, if so, let me know so that we can talk about it. And at least two or three people on that COVID task team stood up and said, well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but actually I am going to wait because I'm very nervous. And I realized that I think that is a large amount part of it. And what I said, well, then I think what we're going to do is exactly what you're saying. Get in somebody who can present the facts, the details, the data and provide that information, because I think that's going to be the only way in this particular environment. But what I realized then is every environment is completely different in terms of how we address this type of this concern. With everything you've got going on, is this something that you can even focus on?
Look, the majority of people are clamoring to be vaccinated. People are begging us to accelerate their age group or their specific need. And there's far more of that than there are people who are asking please not to be vaccinated. So
at this stage, it's just not a priority.
Right now, we must just vaccinate everybody we possibly can who wants to be vaccinated with an increasing speed and tempo. That would be what we're going to do.
And that's where we leave it. Nicholas Crisp, thank you, as always, for speaking to us, and just keep doing the work that you are doing.